turn our Bibles, if we might, to the book of John, second chapter. Book of John, second chapter.
Amen.
That's an easy one to find. Beginning at the first verse. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were said, There are six water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three fortunes apiece. Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear it unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, Every man at the beginning does set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and manifest forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. And the Lord added his blessing to the reading of his word. Father, we thank you and we praise you again. We just ask you, God, just to take this message, to bring it forth to these people. We ask you, Father, just to use us as you would see fit. In the name of Jesus, we ask you. Amen. Today, being Mother's Day, and with the busy week that we've all had, trying to find the scriptures that, pertain to mothers. How many mothers do we have here this morning? Hold up the hand. Praise the Lord. Yes. Mothers, you are the most precious peoples in this whole world. You are the most precious peoples in this whole world. Men, they can do without us. Yes. But I see in my looking around and observing things, churches here and there that I go to, I find that men are a little hard to find in the church. That the mothers, the women's, have pretty much had to take over and do the work that the men don't want to do. Mothers teaching from the home, the very basis of the Christian life. There's probably more taught around the kitchen table than there is in the church. There's more down-to-earth gospel preached at home than in any church. In times past, I can remember being that little, you ain't gonna believe this. I was just a little fella that was just had fire red hair. Yes. Freckle? Yes, that him too. But fire red hair and the nastiest little guy in the whole community, I reckon. No, not really. But everybody seen me, they call me Red. And I can remember going around through the community and getting up in the morning, going out to play and this and that. And I can remember my mother, as she would be about her chores, always singing, always had a little song on her heart. And you could hear her from all around. She didn't sing loud, but it's one of them voices, you know, that you hear. And I can remember being out there and listening to her and thinking how happy she was. And it's a little like the story that goes with the little old horse woman. You've heard that story through your head. And what makes her so happy? What makes mothers so happy? And I think probably the happiest thing that would make a mother the happiest is to see her children safe, well fed, clothed, taken care of. This is not something that is learned out of the book. It's not something that the doctor can take that needle and give you. It's not something, a pill you can pop, a book you can read. I'm sure that there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books out there how to become parents and all that, and you'll probably run into that. But the teachings of a good mother comes from God. It's instilled in nature. And I was thinking as I was reading these scriptures here, the story of the marriage at Canaan. We just had the marriage yesterday. And I was thinking of how they were all gathered around there at a festive occasion, having a great time, you know, like, and I think they lasted probably for about a week, but there was days and days of it. And how that they had a feast, and Jesus and his disciples were invited to this feast. Jesus honored marriage. He honored the marriage ceremony. He honored it so much to a point that he took time to go and attend this wedding feast. His mother was there. You know, Jesus honored his mother. I kind of wonder, you know, as I read, wouldn't you like to be able to open up the Bible and to discover them 32 years that were not written? Those 32 years when that little fellow was growing up in the shop there where his daddy worked, not father, his daddy worked. And how that he must have been there scurrying around under the feet of his daddy. And his mother constantly teaching, but God teaching them all. I just wonder. But you know, in his growing up, being the Son of God that he was, and having that instilled with him right directly from the Father himself, he must have been something really, really, really special. Much more special than that little red-headed kid running around in Wallace. Yeah, or any of you. He must have been really special, and he must have done things probably during his young life that amazed them all. But you see, he had not yet come to his time. But still yet, he must have been something really, really, really special. Never had a sin. Never had a sin. Can any of you say that? Mm-mm. No. It must have been special for him. But he honored his mother because his mother was very, very special. blessed among women. Blessed among women. Because she was able to bring forth the Son of God. Wow. At this ceremony, this wedding, when they got there, she approached her son and said, "They have no wine." Well, now this was a serious thing. In that particular time, to run out of wine, man, that was unforgivable. It was. They just didn't do that. And it was kind of put them on really a bad spot. So she tells her son, Jesus, "They have no wine. They have no wine." Well, he looks at her and he says, "Well, what is that to me? What have I to do with thee? Is this my responsibility to furnish wine to at a wedding party? Are you responsible? Are you the one that's taking care of all this?" But you see, it was concern. It was that mother that had concern for other people's, for being helpful. Why did she ask Jesus? Why did she tell him? Did she know that he could do the miracle that he's just about to do? Probably not. Probably she thought, "Well, I don't know how you're going to handle it, but I need help." Wow. If we were just like that, if we were just to say to Jesus, "I don't know how you're going to handle this situation that I'm in, but I need help." Yes. And then leave it there. You know, she knew that she's talking to the right one. She was talking to Jesus, the Son of God. He didn't question her. He didn't say, "Well, I'm not going to do it." But he turned around and he said to the servants, "Fill the water pots." If you read one definition of it, but it was a lot of water. It was more than 20 gallons. And he said, "Fill them up." And they did. They filled them up with water. It should have been full to start with for the cleansing or the whatever. But he said, "You fill them up." And they did fill them right to the very top, to the brim. And he said, "Now take it to the governor of the feast. Take it to the governor of the feast." And they just did. They took the water up there. Wow. Can you imagine what an insult that would be to carry water to the governor of the feast, to the one that was in charge? Him thinking if he was going to, this is going to be water when they was expecting wine. Wow. As he took this pots up there to him and he did drink, wow, did he get a surprise. He was looking for the worstest of wine, and he found the best. He found the best. You imagine what them servants thought. As they took that up there, and he made that statement, "You've saved the best till last." You know, sometimes we do the very same. We wait, and we wait, and we do this, and we do that. Instead of calling upon Jesus first, we wait till the last, but the last is the very best. When we accept Jesus Christ, when we accept the wine, when we accept that which he has changed water, yeah, plain old me, plain old you, he's changed you into something very, very special. Mothers. Yes, mothers. Just
plain old ornery girls that told all kind of mischief in school, done all them things, and pranked you. You look at me like you never, but you did. Yes, you tricked the boys. You've done all this, and you've done all them. But he took you, and he changed you into what? The very, very best of the wine. Made you of the very, very best. Yes. It's a big responsibility. It was placed upon you. Yes, you were willing. But at the responsibility that you gave, and I'm just as sure as I'm standing here, that you gave your very best for your child. Today, we don't find that too much. We find where children are left alone to fend for themselves, farmed out to somebody else to take care of, to raise them. And the teachings that they should be getting around that table and in that home, it's not there. Down the road, years to come, when they get up into the teenage years and what have you, and they go out and they get into all kinds of troubles and mischiefs and all these things that's in the world today. And the parents will look at, that mother will look at them childs and say, what happened to you? What happened to you? Well, instead of looking at the child and saying, what happened to you, they should be looking at themselves and saying, what happened to me? Why didn't I? Yes. Praise God for you mothers, each and every one of you, that are here today. And there are so many mothers that should be sitting in these pews today, getting themselves a good feed of the Word of God, rather than out there in the world saying, what you got to give me. Mother's Day is special. It's a special day. It was a special day for Jesus as he honored his mother. Remember the words that I read to you earlier in the scriptures this morning. As he was hanging there on the cross, ready to go, ready to die, he made sure that his mother was taken care of. He looked out and he said to John, behold, thy mother. She's your mother now. Wow. And from that day forward, she went and she lived with John. Yes, Jesus knew the value of a mother. Jesus still knows the value of a mother. Because there is no greater teacher, there's no better preacher than a mother to her children. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We praise you, O God, just for each and every mother, Lord, that are determined to see their children grow up honoring you. We know, Lord, that we each stray. We each go astray along the way. But we know, Father, as the scripture says, if we train up a child in the way that he should go, he will not depart from it. Yes, we all get off the path. But praise God for mothers. Pray, mothers, that leads us back. We thank you, Father, for our own mother who led us the way. We ask you, God, to continue to be with each and every one. Lord, you're so great. And we thank you and we pray. increase you in the